Hold Up the Sky is Andy Zwirling's first solo album in 37 years. A former rock critic who has made his living as a lawyer for decades, Zwirling has also steadfastly maintained a sideline as a songwriter, writing and recording literally thousands of songs that have not been released. Rock critic Ken Tucker thinks Zwirling's new Hold Up the Sky is something special.
Andy Zwirling makes carefully crafted pop songs designed to sound like journal entries. Spontaneous thought, sudden inspiration that is in fact meticulously labored over. At his best, you can be startled by his "this just popped into my head" immediacy. Like, Andy, did you actually just write a song about watching TV and seeing Jenny Lewis, singer with the band Rilo Kiley, and have a little TV crush on her? I think you did.
TV.
I have my own tiny part in the Andy Zwirling saga. In the late 70s, when I worked for a now-defunct newspaper in Los Angeles, I reviewed a then-unreleased demo tape that Andy recorded with his sister Leslie as an additional lead vocalist. But as Andy, himself an ex-rock critic for Rolling Stone, knows all too well, the power of the press doesn't extend to star-making. And it wasn't until 1980 that an album called Opportunity Rocks, and credited to Andy and Leslie Z, was released to instant cult status, which is a polite way of saying Andy went back to being a lawyer most of the time. In 2001, my Fresh Air colleague Ed Ward wrote a big piece about Andy for the New York Times Arts and Leisure section. Again, nada, at least commercially.
Southern fried, drifting snow clouds sigh, blame the union. Ever really satisfied? Anticipation reigns, but my laughter strained. They might be giants, it's a super game. There are losses that are to be gained.
It's not difficult, really, to hear why Andy Zwirling is not competing with the Jonas Brothers in iTunes downloads. He makes music whose melodies offer fresh variations on 50s doo-wop, 60s pop, and 70s singer-songwriters. He sings in a full-throated, open-hearted manner. No Clay Aiken melismatics for our Andy. But what I like most about Zwirling is his fearless emotionalism, the way he really commits to the big, unironic sentiments in his songs.
a place for you. There's always a place for you.
On TV Pizza, the song that led off this review, Zwirling sings, "This world is a terribly wonderful place." That word terribly is placed carefully in there to acknowledge the pain in the wonderfulness. Yet you also don't doubt for a moment that he really does think the world is pretty terrific. Let's hope it doesn't take another few decades before we hear more of Andy Zwirling's unique wonderment.
Ken Tucker is editor-at-large at Entertainment Weekly. He reviewed Andy Zwirling's CD, Hold Up the Sky.